T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's your over-under on when LeBron makes his decision?
Everybody will be on holiday July 4th. It'll be over by July 4th.
My over, I'm setting it at July 11 and a half.
Nope.
You think under?
I think way under.
Really? You think it's going to come fast?
I do.
Brian Windhorst there on the Low Post podcast with Zach Lowe of ESPN. You heard that. Brian Windhorst is the guy that's been traveling around with LeBron James. They were in high school covering him. Mm-hmm. Said he thinks the decision comes way faster than other people think. Zach Lowe said it July 11th. Windhorst said everyone's going to be on vacation for July 4th. That means LeBron's making his decision, Ike, between July 1st, the start of free agency, and Tuesday would be July 3rd. This thing, if he's right, and he's usually right because he follows LeBron everywhere he goes, This thing might be over in a couple days. That means he might know already.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. He's smart. His people have done the homework as to, you know, what teams have what type of salary cap available.
Yep. There's not 20 teams that could get it.
Yeah, exactly. So you know he's been able to break down 3 or 4 teams and figure out how the roster is going to be constructed moving forward, whether or not can he move a different piece here, a different piece there. And so he kind of knows what he can do. And so, you know, we may get to Friday, and he has until Friday, I believe, to opt out of that deal.
Yeah, that's when he has to tell the Cavs what he's doing.
Yeah. So
opt in or out.
He may decide to opt in. He may. I don't know. I don't know. If you were reliant on other guys having to move too, so either he's going to wait to see if those moves come to fruition, mm-hmm. or they've already talked to each other through back channels. They all have cell phones.
Yeah, there's no way he's going in blind here.
Yeah, so they've all conversated with each other and sort of gotten at least an idea as to what they're going to do. Because just think about it from a Paul George standpoint. If I'm LeBron and I got to decide by Friday whether to opt in or opt out of the contract, and I know I'm thinking about going to the Lakers, and part of it hinges on will Paul George sign with the Lakers as well, I'm going to call Paul George.
Paul, what are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing, PG?
Mm-hmm.
You coming? What you thinking? Now, either Paul George is ready to go play with LeBron, or Paul George wants that $200 million that he can get in OKC. That ain't real hard. So either Paul George is waiting to hear from LeBron. What are you going to do, man, before I re-sign with these guys?
Yeah, the last two times he was a free agent, it serves as a good case study for what he's going to do now. The Bosh-Wade thing, was all done before. They knew. And then going back to Cleveland, he saw it. They had Kyrie, and he knew he could trade Wiggins to get Love.
Yep.
And like that whole thing was set up. We didn't see it right away. We couldn't see the dominoes, but he could see it.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, when he had that sit-down with Dan Gilbert, he wanted to make sure that Dan Gilbert knew that number one pick was being moved.
This is what we're doing here, Dan.
Yeah, for Kevin Love, before I decide to come here.
Yeah,
we want to win now.
Yeah.
And they did.
So he has an idea of what he wants.
And we're going to find out quickly, it seems. That's the interesting part. It's not going to drag on.
And the thing with the Sixers for me, at least as the way they sit right now, I don't see a lot of personnel flexibility. You sign LeBron, that's 30-something million. I don't know if you have any wiggle room to move anybody else, unless you trade somebody.
Right, you have to trade people.
Yeah,
you have to trade significant players off the team to clear the salary for somebody else.
So other than your big 4, meaning Dario, Joel, Ben, and Markel, what do you have that's valuable to move?
Covington, that's
Robert Covington.
That's the most valuable thing.
And that's $10 million.
Yeah.
And so moving him, does that strengthen your team or weaken your team?
Well, weakens it. Makes you worse, unless you're getting a comparable player back.
So does LeBron want to move Robert Covington?
Probably not. It's a 3-and-D player. He probably wants to play with Covington.
Yes.
You might laugh at that, but it's probably true.
No, you're right. He probably knows he needs a guy like Robert Covington.
Yeah, I get you open shots, you knock him down.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I just don't know if there's much flexibility in the Sixers
unless
roster.
They're trading away some of the core pieces. 888-729-9494. Give us a 3-word pitch for LeBron. Ben, we got some on social media right now?
Yeah, these are pretty good. Nick Foltz says, we have Wawa. Dilip Sridhar, no J.R. Smith. Anthony Dell, Virginia, no state tax. Oh, wait, that's for the Rockets.
Yeah, that's not for us.
Ron D., Brady fumbled it. That I don't know if he remembers that one. Let's see. Jeff Kerr, I think, has the best one. We're not Cleveland.
That might be the easiest pitch right there for L.A. Yeah, yeah. And the Sixers.
Yeah,
anybody else?
Everybody.
You know what? Get out of Cleveland. 888-729-9494. B-Dan. B-Dan's in Miami. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, brother?
B-Dan.
All right.
What's up, B-Dan? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is we got to do my pitch is do it for the prince. For the prince, for the boy, for your son. Because in 5 years, he's going to be able to play with his son in a quality city, in a quality team. Everything's going to be in place. LeBron only has to be LeBron for next year or the next 2 years. He doesn't have to be a superstar in 3 years.
So you're pitching him on the idea of playing with his son here in Philadelphia in 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, in 5 or 6 years, we're going to be on top of the East. We're going to be on top of the East next year, but we're going to be great in 5 years with the guys that we drafted, with the guys that we have. All of them are young. And it's a much better place to raise a kid as well. You know, you don't want to be rich in L.A. You don't want to have your kid dealing with all of that. L.A. or Miami, you know.
You don't?
I think a lot of people would.
He's one of them. What do you mean? He's rich. Yeah.
Yeah, but everyone is. Like, it's a much better climate. It's weather. But as far as raising a son, man, I'd much rather raise a son in Philly or New Jersey than I would most of the other places in the country.
You know what? If you want to make a party pitch, you can't be, Dan. I don't know. I've never raised kids anywhere but where I live now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those kids will be going to, imagine, the best private schools available.
And that's going to be it, wherever they are. I mean,
that's the funny part about the schools thing. They're going to find a great school and a great basketball program.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wherever they go.
Well, now people are talking about the whole thing about his son being in eighth grade, and next year he's in eighth grade.
Mm.
So maybe they want him to finish out his middle school year.
One more year
before he starts a high school somewhere.
So that you could fit that in your he's staying in Cleveland theory.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're starting to hear. When people like Chris Broussard, Brian Windhorst, when they start saying little stuff like this as to reasons why you would stay in Cleveland, these are things they must be hearing on the perimeters as to things that are being discussed as they are important to him.
It's one thing if he signs a long-term deal to stay there and that's just where he wants to play. But if he does he opts in and stays for more years, it's going to be annoying because it's going to overshadow the entire next season. Again, it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he wants to stay there, just stay there. But it seems like you might be right. Like maybe he just wants to buy time before eventually going to L.A. Kevin is in Delaware. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on?
What's on your mind, man?
Kev?
Well, so I'm going to dial it back to when we were talking about the Phillies game last night with the Yankees fans.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I watch the Phillies every night. We were looking at Phillies tickets prices yesterday. It was $200 to be in the 100 section yesterday. So my thought is that Yankees were trying to capitalize on cheaper tickets than going to the Yankee Stadium.
Exactly.
Oh, I definitely think that's part of it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Yankees fans South Jersey or near the area, and they're like, you know what? I'll just go to the game here.
It's just an hour drive.
Yeah.
Tickets are cheaper.
Yeah. Because $200 for a 100 session for the Phillies? Like, come on. Really?
No, I think that's part
that
of it.
Is that high or low? I don't even – is that high?
No, that's high as hell.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's above regular value.
It's usually like $65-$70.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So secondary market's crazy right now for these tickets.
Right. Because it's the Yankees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then my three.
You can tell I don't buy tickets at the games very often.
My three-word thing for LeBron is win with Philly.
Win with Philly?
Yep. I like that, Kev.
You know, he's won in Cleveland. He's won in Miami. Now win with Philly. Kevin, we appreciate it.
I like that.
I would love to be a fly on the wall in these actual pitches, these actual meetings. Because, like, he said he doesn't want an elaborate pitch. Like, what do they say to him? What do you say he doesn't know already?
Exactly.
How do you convince him?
Well, what do you want to do?
I would imagine roster moves.
Yeah.
You lay it out.
Yeah. If you're telling him, well, this is what we plan to do. We're going to move such and such player. We're going to make a pitch for such and such player. And maybe that gets him to consider your team. But, again, we're talking about, what, four teams, three teams? It's not like he's going through a list of 10 teams that had to make these pitches to him. So you're talking L.A., Cleveland's going to have to sell him.
Sixers.
They have the inside track because they can talk to him now. Cleveland can already talk to him.
And they probably already know what he wants to do with
exactly.
the roster.
So, like, Cleveland already has an inside track. And when I heard the general manager, Kobe Altman, over the weekend talking about being patient, respecting LeBron James's space, how he's earned the right to take his time, evaluate the landscape. This sounds like, okay, we're not going to do whatever we did the last time that was wrong.
Push them away.
Yeah, we're not doing that this time. If he wants to take his time, look around, we're not getting offended. We're going to appreciate the fact that we're still in consideration, and we want him here. And he can take as long as he needs to take. We'll be here.
That sounds like a team that knows doesn't matter what they say, he's going to do what he wants to do.
Exactly. But if nothing else, we're not allowing our emotions to get involved in this thing this time. To show that we're upset as if he owes us something, because he doesn't. Just won you a title, so he doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah, that narrative's done.
Yeah, that's gone. So if he wants to stay in Cleveland, I mean, sometimes, listen, if where you're headed isn't ultimately where you want to be long term, then you stay put.
Yeah. Now tell me this.
Stay put where you are.
Because you were saying, like, with roster moves, do you think with some of these pitches – some of these teams are just like, look, LeBron, what do you want to do?
What would you do?
What would you do?
With the roster.
And we're willing to accommodate whatever it is that you want to do. Let's go.
What do you think we need to do with you to go win a title? Like, exactly. What do we need here?
And I think the team that gives him that, he'll go.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, you can't treat him like a regular player.
No, you can't treat him
like Paul George. It's about money. It's about how you fit in with this team.
Exactly.
We love you. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah. I don't think that works with LeBron.
No,
it's a different animal.
No, because he knows everybody loves him. Yeah. I mean, at least he knows everybody would love to have him.
Yeah, you don't have to convince him on that.
Yeah, you don't have to convince
him. We'd really like to have you here, LeBron. Yeah, I know.
I'm sticking to my theory. I told him this yesterday, T.
Uh-huh.
See, LeBron and Ben Simmons have the same agent.
Yeah,
which is. For all intents and purposes, is LeBron. He hired Rich Paul. Rich Paul's a childhood friend. Rich Paul is Ben Simmons' agent.
Mm.
Well, Ben Simmons is the face of this franchise, at least one of them. Could he have tipped the Sixers off to don't even worry? You don't need to say anything, but your offseason plans should be diverted somewhere else.
Huh.
Whatever it is you need to do to improve your roster, it's not going to include me.
You think so?
I think so.
I hope not.
I do. Because if you're LeBron, he has to be wondering how he would fit with Ben Simmons. If I'm looking at Philadelphia, the first thing I'm looking at is, how do I play alongside him and how do I play alongside him? How do I mesh them into my game so that I can be the best player in the world? Like, this idea that he's going to take this sub role and be a guy coming off screens and living in low post and not be the versatile player that he has been, it's crazy.
That might happen in 5 years. It might have to when his body slows down.
Yeah. That ain't happening next year.
Right now, he's still cranking.
Exactly. So he's going to be LeBron. Now, that hurts Ben Simmons. It just does. I know people don't want to hear that, but to me, it hurts Ben Simmons because Ben Simmons is not a scorer. That's not his nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what he does.
Might never be.
He's even told you that. Mm. I don't mind scoring 4 points as he did one time this year, but I think he had like 11 or 12 assists in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just as happy. So that's his nature. He has to have a ball to be a facilitator. Well, I don't know how that works with LeBron. I just don't know. And even if you split the time, now you're only getting half of Ben Simmons. You don't get the full Ben Simmons.
Now, the other side of it would be, well, look what Harden and Paul did. But both those guys could shoot and do other things. They don't need the ball in their hand, even though they're at their best.
And by the way, you got half of Chris Paul.
You did.
You got MVP James Harden because he didn't give up his role.
Paul was great, but he was different than his normal self.
He had to play off the ball.
They did win 65, though.
They did.
They
did.
You sacrifice, you could win.
Veteran players, too.
Paul knows veteran, time's running out.
Veteran player, but you're talking about veteran players with finished games. Their game is finished. It's a finished product.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Simmons is still polishing what he's going to become. LeBron stunts that. He just does.
It changes him.
He stunts that a little bit.
888-729-9494. We'll come back.
He does.
Your phone calls. We have this week, this day in 2008. Trey doesn't want to hear it. He stunts.
This day
in 2008 coming up. And
come on, LeBron.
And your three word pitch to LeBron James.
LeBron.
This report is brought to you by Nissan Intelligent Mobility. It's 82 degrees and sunny right now in Philadelphia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.